In a news update from November the 23rd, 2022, on this Wednesday morning edition, hour number three, starts next with the War Room and starting hour one of the Alex Jones Show, being featured on both two syndicated networks at SiriusXM and terrestrial satellite radio networks, beaming to you through all the interwebs and all podcasting catching platforms, where you consume your content and subscribe for it as well.
Like, platforms like Stitcher, Apple Dots, Com, Applecast,
and also Chromecast, Googlecast,
and many more.
Pinterest, you can find us on iHeartRadio, Spotify.fm, Anchor.fm. But our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. The third hour starts next.
Like, even in Sodom and Gomorrah, you feel like if you were walking down and they saw you sexualizing a kid or something like that, they'd say, hey, whoa, buddy. So, yeah, I agree. I think we're beyond the realm of Sodom and Gomorrah in many aspects right now, where I think even the sexual deviancy discussed in Sodom and Gomorrah, or that we even know in other ancient history, like the fall of Rome and stuff, even they would have not done this to children. This is like a whole new level of human evil, where it used to be, no matter how depraved we got, the children were still protected, the children were still kept innocent. Now, just because of the left, oh, no, just bring the children into all of it.
But think about it, though, right? All it takes is for you to convince one generation of something, right? So me and you think this is crazy. I think me and you are close to the same age. We're both millennials, I'm assuming. But when you go to these schools, right, I talk to a lot of parents, and claiming to be a normal human being on your default settings, which is to be a straight person with regular pronouns, that is becoming the minority in these schools for young kids. So what's going to happen to these kids in 20 years? They're being forced to believe this is okay. And if you don't think it's okay, then they get attacked in schools. You can get suspended in schools now for misgendering somebody. So now all the people that believe like me and you do, they're going to be shunned to silence. And all the people that are crazy with crazy parents, they're going to grow up telling everybody that this is okay. So, bro, in 20 years, people like me and you are going to be the small minority. The way this is going, because they're convincing one generation, and then that generation is going to convince the kids for them. It's just a disgusting thing that's happening, man. And the only way to put a stop to it is, like me and you said last time I was on your show, is to change culture.
Well, and we should probably get into that, too. And I feel like hearing you say that, I feel like, I don't know if you watch South Park or not, but these two characters in South Park, there's like these country bumpkin farm boys that they just kind of inject into the show every once in a while when it gets crazy. And they just sit up there leaning on the fence with a straw in their mouth. And they're just like, huh? So this is what the kids are doing these days. And it's just like, you know, they're just the crazy stuff that you see. It's like, that's where we're going. But I think it's even deeper than that. And to kind of continue off what you're saying, whenever I see these young kids, it's, you know, high school kids that maybe they're working at a restaurant, or maybe, you know, they work at the gym or something at the front desk, and they do this thing now where they have them put pronouns. Yeah, those are the guys. That's basically me and Bryson now looking at the world, just what the hell is going on? Like, what, they got little boys dressing as girls and stripping for drag queen? What the hell? But I've noticed this is they have these young kids, usually about high school age, and they have the pronouns on their name tag. And I always like to make a little joke whenever I see this, and I'll say, oh, you know, like, oh, your pronouns on the name tag. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, mine's her, she, her, or whatever. I'll be like, well, I asked something along the lines of, how many options did you have? And they kind of stop and think about it for a second, and they get confused for a second. And then they're like, oh, well, I don't know. I said, well, there should be unlimited options, right? I mean, it shouldn't be a finite amount of options. And then all of a sudden they kind of pause, and it's like they've never even thought of this before. But in that moment, I realized it's like, okay, I'm just trying to make a joke, right? Like, I'm just making a joke. I'm just trying to get a laugh out of you. But I realized the joke is missed on them, because like you're saying, this is normal to them. This is their regular world. I'm making a joke to a reference of a planet, an existence, a lifestyle, a culture that they don't even know about. So it's like an inside joke that nobody gets, except it's not an inside joke. They've just been trained now to thinking there are thousands of genders.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. They have convinced this young generation of kids, because I mean, everybody knows, look how children learn. I don't have kids, but I mean, I have little cousins, I have nephews. The way they learn is by what they see. Well, this is just what they know. So the reason that joke was missed on the person he was talking to, because this is just what they know. This isn't a joke to them. This is just simple, basic reality. And that's going to continue on a downward spiral until people do something about it. But a lot of parents are confused because me and you are talking. We understand this is happening, and we're still confused. So what do you think these parents who just regular people are thinking in their minds when their child come home saying the most craziest things to them? That's why COVID was a crazy thing, because a lot of parents were able to see what the teachers were saying to their children. And that's why a lot of this drama started happening and becoming more popularized over COVID, because now people are seeing like, wait, what the crap are you teaching my kid? Because at first, a lot of parents working, they don't even understand what their kids are being taught. It's such a, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's such a genius plan they have. It is absolutely genius when you think about it. Because after a small amount of time, it just works on its own.
Well, I would rephrase that and say that it's not necessarily genius. It's the commitment that I admire. I mean, they decided we're going to sexualize kids. We're going to brainwash and indoctrinate kids. We're going to do it. They committed to it. I mean, if anything is admirable, I wouldn't say it's their genius. I would say it's their commitment to doing this. Perhaps evil genius, yes, if you want to conquer the world, but wow.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
Standard of press secretaries, Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, this woman is, folks, her intellect is off the charts, and it is proven right here in this clip.
Can you address whether the president was involved in any of his son, Hunter, or his brother's foreign business deals?
So look, there's a little bit of interesting, kind of on-brand thinking here, because congressional Republicans ran saying that they were going to fight inflation. They said they were going to make that a priority. They were very clear about that these past several months. And instead, what they're doing is they're making their top priority. They get the majority, and their top priority is actually not focusing on the American families, but focusing on the president's family.
Right. So she doesn't even answer the question. Now, Kevin McCarthy came out today and he said in many different ways since the midterms that he's going to be investigating the Biden crime family if he becomes Speaker of the House. Quite frankly, I wouldn't bet on that. I think he's just doing lip service. But what do you think, Bryson? Do you have any faith in Kevin McCarthy or the 118th Congress to investigate the Biden crime family?
No, sir, not at all. I think this is just a ploy, because there's a lot of drama going on in the GOP right now, and a lot of people are not looking at Kevin McCarthy favorable currently, and I think he's trying to get in the good graces of people. Also, like, the way she diverted to inflation in that clip, like, she didn't even do it in an intelligent way. Like, there's ways to do it and make it sound good. She just, I don't know. Like, that's not like, she get paid? Is she paid to do this?
Well, she's gay.
Oh, she's gay? Oh, okay. That all makes sense.
Yeah. So you don't dare criticize her.
You know, I didn't even know that. I will say she doesn't look gay. But, it all makes absolute sense.
You don't look
now at
Cabbage Patch Kids and think homosexual?
if it was a guy, then yeah, but I didn't know she was like that. Wow. That made so much, you know, no comment.
That's how she got the job. I mean, how do you think she got the job? You don't have to have a resume. You just have to be gay.
Oh, yeah. If you're LGBT, but she hit you with the double whammy. So she's a lesbian and black.
Immigrant. That's the triple whammy.
What? She's an immigrant, too? Oh, she's an immigrant.
Yeah. She's got it all going on. She doesn't have two IQ points to rub together, but who cares about that when you're a black gay immigrant?
Yeah, because you can't really criticize her for being ignorant or sounding as crazy as she did, because she's a lesbian black and an immigrant. So
now I will say this. The only hope that I hold that the Biden crime family will go down, and sadly it'll be for the wrong reasons, is that the Democrats actually want him out of the way. And so I could actually see the Democrats kind of giving the Biden crime family up as a sacrificial lamb to the Republicans so that they can give their controlled opposition like Kevin McCarthy a false W, and so they can make Republican voters feel like things are going the right way, when really it was the Democrats that wanted Biden out of the way ahead of 2024, and us thinking that's a win for us, when really it was just a win for them. That's the only hope I hold, that the Biden crime family will eventually be exposed. But over 700 days later, Bryson, CBS News confirms the Hunter Biden laptop is real.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Even though it was already confirmed by everybody else. I mean, next they need to admit the Ashley Biden diary is real, since two people got arrested for it. But that's a different conversation. My thing is this, right? I just want to see somebody go to freaking jail. I want to see one of these crazy, evil, wicked people arrested. I need it. I need it on camera. And I need to see that, because we've been promised it for a very long time and I have yet to see it. And it's starting to irritate me, and I'm not easily irritated.
Completely agree. The real criminals are in Washington, D.C. We all know it. All right, let's take a phone call here with Bryson Gray. That's Eric in Arizona on the election issue. Eric, you are on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, I want to thank you for helping that kidney stone get out of my body. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, didn't you call in last time while you were trying to pass it?
Yeah, and my kidney stone was on the air, but
that's one
now.
Of the first of all time we had a kidney stone live on the air, and it went well.
Yeah. It's gone. Well, this morning I went to the Pima County certification protest, and on the way there I saw an SUV for the local channel, KOLD, and I noticed that somebody had put InfoWars stickers all over it.
On a local news truck?
Yeah, I don't know who would have done that.
Wow. Well, certainly, I'm assuming it wasn't them.
No, not me either. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, that's, you know, I'd like to see InfoWars stickers up all over the place, legally and lawfully.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, anyways, yeah, we were at the government building protesting the certification for Pima County. And, you know, there was a good 50 people, whatever, you know, not enough people, but definitely everybody was honking, thumbs up. You know, good atmosphere. No cops were, you know, giving us crap or whatever. But I guess the reason why I am calling is there's a overpass banner campaign going out. You know, Black Friday mall sign campaign. So anybody local in Tucson and Phoenix, Maricopa, we're all being asked, you know, go out and put up banners over the bridges, overpasses. You know, revote Arizona, you know, just bring
out attention. Besides following Kerry Lake, where else can people in Arizona, is there any other hive or any central area where they can get this information? I mean, all I see is really Kerry Lake sharing stuff like this.
Yeah, to be honest, like, you know, I'm not even on social media, or, you know, like, I don't watch TV or any of that stuff. You guys are like number one or whatever. Truth Social is where I follow a lot of this stuff. So just like you, it's, you know, Kerry Lake. So, you know, it's just local groups. We're passing out, you know, information or whatever. And the latest thing is, you know, overpass banner campaign. So, you know, hopefully we're going to get some banners up.
I hope that they continue that activism, because, I thank you for the call, Eric. Bryson, I kind of see it, whether it's Arizona or anywhere else, but Arizona's the first domino that could fall. It's just, all we need is the right people fighting in the right place and providing the evidence, even if they don't overturn these said election results. If they can show beyond a reasonable doubt, even beyond the 5,000 mules or whatever the Dinesh D'Souza documentary was, which I think they do have the evidence, I feel like the momentum in our favor right now is to just show how nobody trusts elections and why nobody trusts elections. And that's really the only hope we have of securing our elections into the future. So I look at it as, hey, if Arizona can expose it, maybe it's the first domino to fall in the larger exposure of the election theft that goes on.
I agree, which is why I'm actually happy that Carrie Lake has not conceded the race yet. And I hope they find something. If I'm not mistaken, they've already doing lawsuits and there's a lot of investigations going on. Hopefully, like you said, something like so concrete beyond a reasonable doubt can be shown to the public. So to the point where even a moderate, could be like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. Because if we get that, you're right, it'd be the first domino to fall.
And I too think it's going to be a situation where, and who knows what we get from this, but look at what happened in Florida when they cleaned up the voter rolls. And I'm sure there's still shenanigans and stuff, but look at what happened in Florida where they cleaned up the voter rolls. A Democrat city went Republican? A Republican governor won in a landslide? I think that's more the accurate representation of America as a whole. We just haven't really seen it because of all the election fraud.
Not only did he do that, he also hit limitations on mail-in ballots. I mean, Florida cleaned up and they got the votes counted quickly like any other state.
They're still counting in Alaska, like the least populous state. They're still counting there. Huh. All right, brace yourself for this one. Rapper Kevin Gates vows not to rap about sex anymore after his 19-year-old daughter admits to eating arse. Cleaning that one up for you a little bit there. Oh, you mean what you rap about is impressionable to the youth? Wow! Could have never seen that one coming. I happen to like some of Kevin Gates' rap music, some of his older stuff. The Luca Brasi stuff was pretty good, but... I guess maybe he feels bad realizing, the values and culture instilled in the youth with my music might have had a negative impact. So I at least give him credit for recognizing that and fixing it. And of course, you saw the top recruit in Florida loses his scholarship for rapping along to a rap song with the N-word in it. You know, I don't even want to touch that one, but I will say this. I know that I can sing along to all of Bryson Gray's lyrics because he doesn't curse and he doesn't rap about gangbanging or any curse words or anything like that. So if you do want to listen to rap without all of the smut, Bryson Gray is the one for you. Bryson, before we go back to the phone lines, what else is on your mind here as we're getting close to Turkey Day?
What I find interesting about the two things you just mentioned, especially with Kevin Gates, it took that for you to realize the obvious, right? Same thing with Cardi B. I don't know if you've seen the infamous Cardi B video where her daughter was listening to her music and she made sure to pull her daughter out the room like, you can't listen to my own music. If your own children can listen to your music, what impression do you think you're giving to other children? Think about how insane that is, right? And then with the white kids saying the N-word in the song, these black artists don't care if you spend money to buy tickets to their shows. They don't care if you spend money on streaming their music or buying it. But now people want to get upset because they're repeating the lyrics that they're spending money on to listen to. That kid didn't do anything wrong, in my opinion, outside of listening to horrible music. But, I mean, I don't know. Outside of that, man, I do have an album release on Friday, so shameless plug.
There we go. Awesome. Where can people get your next album drop?
It's called Lion Music. It will be available on all platforms. I don't know how long it'll be available on all platforms, obviously, but it will be available on all platforms. And I'm also put it on band.video as like a single video with the entire album.
Well, we appreciate that. That's what they do on YouTube, and I guess you're probably banned from YouTube, aren't you?
Not yet. I still have two active strikes, hoping... I'm releasing a very controversial music video Friday, but hopefully, hopefully they don't take me all the way out.
Looking forward to that from Bryson Gray. I didn't even know about that, so I just wanted him on to talk ahead of Thanksgiving. I didn't realize we had an album to promote here. That's good news. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call here. Let's see who has been holding the longest. Let's go to Steven in Alaska. Steven, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Howdy, buddy. First time call. Appreciate you guys. Bryson, one of your biggest fans up here in North Casino. Earlier today, I was listening to you with Robert Barnes talking about the vaccines and stuff. There's a book that's called The Virus and the Vaccine. It's on Amazon. You can buy it. Details the history of the polio vaccines. It's not unfactual. It's probably 90%, 95% factual. Has records from the NIH. It is documented. And they were covering up vaccine injuries back in the days when they were developing both Salk and Dr. Sabin polio vaccine. And there are other issues. Later, people believe that stuff was enhanced, and that's what also helped to create the HIV virus, like was being discussed earlier today.
You know, Anthony Fauci might know a little bit about that.
Sure, it is. I would say Mr. Fauci is probably right in the middle of it, in my honest opinion, that that's not factual. So, not an anti-vaxxer. I fully understand what the pharmaceutical industry is. They do not create cures. They kill people. They create customers and repeat customers till they kill you. And then they bring the next one because all of their poisons are made from petroleum products. So,
whoa. Don't tell the liberals that. That goes against the entire man-made climate change agenda. They need to inject us with that vaccine. Don't tell them that they need petroleum to force us to take that deadly poisonous shot. But, Stephen, let me ask you a real question since I got you on the line. How much outrage is there in Alaska over the shenanigans with the ranked choice voting and Mitch McConnell sabotaging Chewbacca up there?
You have no idea. There's a lot of us that would love to string a few of these politicians up.
They're still counting the vote in the smallest populous state. They're still counting.
Roger that. You know, and here's the thing. I voted for Kelly, fully support her. I think she'll be great for Alaska. Murkowski, I've not voted for the past four sessions that she's been on the ballot. So that gives you an idea where I stand. And the reason why is she's corrupt. Her father, Frank Murkowski, was corrupt. And they sold us, and I say us Alaskans, a legal bill like they do with a lot of the laws they make these days all illegally so the average person does not understand it. And it was to get the quote-unquote dark money out of Alaska politics.
And it ended up being the most corrupt election in Alaska's history, at least modern history, best to my knowledge. Stephen, yes, thank you so much for the call. You know, to all the great callers I didn't get to, I'm sorry. I love you. We love you guys. We're thankful for you guys. I want to ask Bryson Gray one more question before we close the transmission. Bryson, it's Turkey Day coming up. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for God, for starters, of course. And I'm obviously thankful for my family. My family's actually going to be here, including my dad, for Thanksgiving. They're coming to Tennessee to my house.
And is his hat going to be bigger than mine and redder than mine?
You know, I have my baseball win right here behind me in the closet.
folks that may not know, Bryson's dad used to come on with us as well, Gary, and they used to go tit for tat on the politic debate. He was a big anti-Trumper. I don't think he's as much as he once was.
Oh, no. My dad don't like nothing like about Democrats no more. I red pill the whole family. I already had red pill most of them. He was the last one left, and I got him, too.
We may have to revisit this in December.
Let's do it. I'm down.
I mean,
man.
I don't want to, you know, it's not my place to say I told you so here, but maybe give you the platform to say it.
Now, I want you to say it, too, because he'll love that for sure. But I do want to also say I'm thankful for all my supporters.
Folks, there's hope.
So true, man. But yeah, man, I want to also thank my supporters because the independent artists, I don't think people understand how much work you have to put in as an independent artist and how much you have to do, even how much money this crap costs. I'm sure people like Owen Noah and Alex Jones understand how that works when you're trying to operate something on your own dime. So for people that stream my music, that buy my music, especially I'm a very controversial guy, you know? So people that support me through all that, I'm thankful for y'all too. And InfoWars, the first people that gave me a platform and they're still doing it. So is gangsta.
I want to echo those sentiments from Bryson Gray. And Bryson, thank you for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Tell everybody over there, we say happy Thanksgiving. And when Gary's ready to face the music and come back on, well, you let him know that he'll have the platform. And so I'm looking forward to Bryson's Gray next, his next album coming out Friday. He told you he'll put the full album on Bandout Video. Looking forward to listen to that over the weekend. And let me just echo what Bryson said as we let him go here. I am thankful for this audience. And like Bryson said, when you're an independent-minded, free-thinking creator, you pretty much get ousted from establishment platforms. You get ousted from the mainstream media platforms. And for the most part, you're just completely blackballed from certain opportunities and certain growth avenues. But that's okay, because I'm grateful for this audience that has stuck behind InfoWars, stuck behind myself, continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com and fund us, continue to pray for us every day, continue to support us every day. All the great words of encouragement that we get here, whether it's on the phone lines, in messages to my Subscribestar, friends and family calling, emails, all of it. I am truly grateful. I am truly thankful. I'm thankful to the audience. I'm thankful to the great crew. We're all in this together. And so I just echo everything that Bryson just said. So we are going to take a bit of a furlough here. We have special broadcasts coming up over the Thanksgiving holiday. We have some big canned interviews and some other special reports and broadcasts that Alex has done that we haven't aired yet. So do expect those to come out over the Thanksgiving holiday. But we are going to give the crew a well-deserved furlough. And I don't know if the crew's ever had four straight days off, ever, actually. And so they might actually get that. And I, who knows, I might take it too. But we love you in the audience. We thank you. We are grateful for you. And we hope all of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday, even though it will be the most expensive Thanksgiving in American history, thanks to Joe Biden. So remember to thank a Democrat for that. All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You stay classy, InfoWarriors. We'll see you after Thanksgiving. Let me tell you about all the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go down the list here. Now, again, folks, you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for sharing it. We're going to be going over 2 hours as well. It's a huge success. Big up to the crew behind me. Big up to the writers in the studio putting up the story at InfoWars.com. Remember, folks, if you like this, go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. It's so funny. They all come out and are like, oh, you owe $1 trillion. You owe $2 trillion, $3 trillion. Oh, really? No, we've got you, and that's all we need.
InfoWarsStore.com. No big groups funding us. It's just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on the air. And, of course, the big specials live right now. If you're a fan of any of these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to make a purchase. Listen to these big discounts. The Whole Food Multivitamin is 40% off. This has been a top seller. You know, we really don't even market it that much, but Whole Food Multivitamins are so popular right now in the supplement industry. People are just finding ours and realizing it's the best out there. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off, but selling out quickly. Winter is here. You got to make sure you're getting your vitamin D. Great way to do it is the vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Vitamin Z plus zinc, same story, folks. Build that immune system up. Vitamin C plus zinc, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flagship supplement. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I took my Brain Force Plus today, 60% off. Organic Greens, Fiber Caps, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, almost sold out, but 40% off. Alpha Power, almost sold out, but 40% off. The Immune Support Formula, 40% off. Again, that's great here. Winter months coming around, you know, cold season, flu season. Support your immune system naturally. Bezobeat Complete, 40% off. Limited supply on that, but still in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, and so much more. Don't forget about the additional 10% with coupon code 1776.
Show coming up next. Stay tuned, folks, on this Thanksgiving glorious eve of our broadcast, getting this information out to you. Let's get this Alex Jones thing queued up here and get it going here, streaming out on the interwebs and airwaves. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
But I'm also not for lies that escalate the war and bring us into a nuclear war. And so all of us should be very threatened and very upset by this. And the good news is more and more people across the political spectrum realize this isn't even political now. This is about survival. This is about common sense. And this is about realizing how much danger our planet's in. If you go research even mainline patents and mainline press releases, there are hundreds of biotech and big pharma nanotech companies. They're all basically the same. They're all merging together and have cross disciplines. They're now putting mRNA into goats and sheep and cows and horses and chickens and all these different plants and animals and just infecting our whole civilization with synthetic genetics. And out of the gates, they're bringing us poisons and toxins to undermine civilization. If they were really smart, they'd roll this stuff out, and it has a lot of good benefits with some side effects, some deadly, when it's done right. But instead, they're rolling it out deadly to begin with to test the cover-up and see what they can get away with next. So the escalation curve in their takeover is so incredibly dramatic that we have to know that they've decided they're losing, they've decided humanity's waking up, and so they're trying to accelerate the collapse of civilization, depopulation, in an attempt to stop us from peacefully having a renaissance of awakening and taking back civilization through better culture and better ideas, and of course, most importantly, a rediscovery of God, country, and family, and rugged self-individualism.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live, original, Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022, global transmission. Owen Schroyer and other great hosts and guests are going to be coming up live today, like Drew Hernandez and more. I'm your host, Alex Jones, about to file several key reports here on air and then hand the baton to Owen. Well, the good news is the Associated Press has fired the reporter that regurgitated Zelensky's lies a week ago that almost started World War III, quote, confirming that Russia had fired missiles into Polish territory, and then Zelensky attempted to bring NATO officially into war with Russia. This story has completely blown up in the deep state's face, and the entire political system is reeling right now because the loss of confidence is palpable, and there's a lot of indicators, not just here but around the world, that the population is turning against this war and turning against the globalist attempts to escalate it. So that's coming up. We also have a lot of other really, really important news dealing with what's happening in Maricopa County, with clear evidence of fraud going on and massive voter suppression. And again, Owen's gonna have some special guests on covering that a little bit later. But the first big story that needs to be hit ties in with Elon Musk and the real reason he's come out against me in an attempt to basically have his cake and eat it too, claim he's against censorship while actually promoting some of the worst forms of it. And as I segue into that, I want to hit the big news, and that is Albert Bourla last week got an award from the censorship kingpins, the ADL. He's the CEO of Pfizer that helped quarterback the lockdowns, the forced injections, the experimental shots, and the cover-up of the mass deaths and illnesses that have been caused that's now collapsing. Bourla's working with the World Economic Forum and the UN and others to create a global UN-controlled body that will enforce censorship. And if you think the UN isn't powerful, the consortium that basically controls it is, they set it up in the last few years where the UN actually directs the policies to big tech and others that then implement the censorship that is then basically watchdogged and enforced by the ADL. So Bourla, in a speech that I'll play excerpts of next segment, came out two nights ago and said that Alex Jones is an agent of evil. He singled me out by name. The only person he singled out by name. He didn't misrepresent everything I've said, everything I've done. And he talked about the power I have to create fear in the public when they're the ones that use the virus they released. And then the insane fear over that virus to terrorize the public into taking the deadly experimental mutagenic gene therapy, Frankenshot, clot shot injections. But before we go to break and come back and cover this, I just want to say that I'm extremely honored, extremely blessed that God has put me in a position to be what the enemy sees as their number one threat. And this is exactly where I want to be. It's exactly why I've done this. But I just want listeners to let it sink in that now, even more than Trump, I am the globalist number one enemy. We've got to ask ourselves, why is that the case? So obviously, I'm in danger. Obviously, InfoWars needs to be prayed for. Obviously, we are at the highest levels of the conflict with these people. And all of this is in God's hands. But God works through individuals. God works through you and I. So I just wanted to thank you all for your prayers and your support, everything you've done. And I want you to just realize that a lot of times when you're close to greatness, and I'm talking about you, not me, but us together are great, working together. A lot of common people like myself don't recognize just how important we are. But I've had a lot of major leaders, and I'll just leave it at that, a lot of household names reach out to me just the last month, including today, this morning, and just say that they recognize this and understand this, and that they've now shifted their paradigm to understand that the globalists are a world government, are a corporate fascist system, and are attempting to set up a total control grid for forced depopulations. So the good news is humanity's waking up. The bad news is the globalists are totally committed and aren't giving up. So it's the immovable object comes into the unstoppable force. And you know what happens when that takes place. But the good news is we're on the trajectory to win, but the worst is yet to come until we come through the clouds into the open blue sky. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you very much for joining us here today on this live Tuesday, November 22nd. 2022 edition. We stand at the precipice, at the crossroads of the future of humanity. Powerful multinational corporations want control over our bodies, over our very bodily autonomy. And out of the gates, they are hitting us with a very poisonous, toxic substance that colonizes our bodies with prion, self-folding, replicating proteins that attack every organ and tissue in the body. This has been done knowingly so that they can get the general public to buy into it. And then once it's clear that it's causing mass death, they believe that the general practitioners and the nurses and the doctors and the lawyers and the culture will not want to admit that they were wrong and will go under mass Stockholm syndrome and will actively work to suppress those of us that are resisting this and speaking out. This is a classical, historic form of corrupting a nation, corrupting a planet under the authority of the private corporations and the WEF that control the UN. So it is with great honor today that I talk about the fact that one of the worst people on the planet, Albert Bourla, who helped with Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab quarterback this medical, biomedical raping of the population, was given an award by the sinister ADL last week. He gave a speech while accepting the award two nights ago and said that I am an agent of evil, that Alex Jones is basically the worst person on earth. Not all the war criminals, not the rapists, not anybody out there. It is Alex Jones that is the big enemy, Alex Jones that is the big threat. He then talks about misinformation and disinformation. And he talks about how the UN and the big corporations are outgunned by the sinister forces led by Alex Jones to lie about the shots and to tell you that they don't work. Bourla came out 2+ years ago and said they were 100% effective. Then they said 91% effective. Then they said 86% effective. Until not effective, you're actually more likely to get sick, get hospitalized, and or die. Africa, on average, is 6% inoculated, and Africa has the lowest level of COVID deaths or illnesses in the world. And we now know that it's people that have been given the injections are much more likely to, quote, have COVID symptoms, because the vaccine creates the very same spike protein that is in the replicating virus. And the lies go on and on and on. So please bear with me and listen to the irony of someone that said the shots are 100% effective in South African trials, 100% effective in American trials, and then they slowly walked that back when now the different heads of federal agencies involved admitted they always knew it didn't work. The head of the CDC, all of them. So they're the ones involved in disinformation. They're the ones that have been caught lying on a massive historic scale. Then they have the nerve to turn around and say that it's Alex Jones, that is the real threat. If they're so powerful and telling the truth, why are they so worried about our broadcast? Because they're worried about what you represent, the listeners and viewers, not just populace in America, but populace across the world, because the truth is rising and people are waking up more every day. And it's only just the beginning. The truth is we're dealing with desperate, desperate criminals that know their backs are against the wall. So yes, I expect to be attacked. I expect to be demonized because we're the tip of the spear. That means all of us, this audience, this operation, we are an organization that they see as their awake populist resistance. And so literally, if you're watching or listening to this broadcast, you are the resistance. Now here's Albert Bourla spewing his disinformation and his fraud and his lies. And we'll come back with more analysis and some other big news on the other side.
In thinking about the words of this award, Courage Against Hate, I found myself reflecting on the causes and consequences of hate. And I was struck by the central role of disinformation. Now, I'm not talking about misinformation, which is false information regardless of the intent to mislead. Misinformation is damaging, but it can be innocent. Disinformation, on the other hand, is false information knowingly and intentionally spread. It is always malicious. It is never benign, and it is never acceptable. We need only look to the battle against COVID-19 to see the impact malevolent disinformation about the virus and vaccines and the gross politicization of COVID had to lead the unnecessary and preventable suffering and death. As close as I am to that situation, you need not take it from me. Highly regarded scientific and medical experts have said the same thing. No less an authority than former NIH Director Francis Collins lamented the tidal wave of disinformation we have seen during the pandemic. In a recent interview, he said, "We were basically outgunned dramatically by lies and conspiracies in social media. We should have had our own version of flooding the system with truth." When people use disinformation to create fear, they become agents of evil, and not only against Jews. Whether it is the disinformation about the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, when we were encouraged to fear certain people instead of the disease, or the January 6th attack in the United States Capitol, when lies and conspiracy theories threatened the peaceful transfer of power and resulted in the death of 5 police officers. We know that intentional spreading of false information leads to fear, which in turn leads to tragic outcomes. History is rife with illustrations of the high cost of disinformation, of the harm that can be inflicted when people in positions of power knowingly lie. Now, there are bright spots amid this darkness. Just last month, a jury in this country awarded close to $1 billion to families of those who lost loved ones in the Sandy Hook massacre. Because one man because one man with a microphone spoke disgusting and disgraceful lies. The jury flat out rejected his lies and made an unambiguous statement that such evil is not acceptable. And as a business leader, I was encouraged recently to see companies and organizations quickly sever ties with celebrities and athletes who spew hate, even though these decisions could result in lost revenues or lost games. This is as straightforward as it gets. Something is true or it isn't. Truth is not a shade of gray, and we have an obligation to do our part. When the history of our era is written, what will be said of us? Will it be said that when challenged, we cowered, gave in to fear, and allowed the forces of evil to spread vicious, hateful, malicious lies that advanced a dark, deadly agenda, robbed us from our freedom, and in many cases, our very lives? Or will it be said that we were resolute in our insistence of the truth?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Tuesday edition. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to get into a few other big stories before Owen Schroyer and his other guests take over. But right now, I want to drill back into Pfizer, which again took its directives from Bill Gates, from the WEF, and from the National Institutes of Health, and Dr. Fauci on record. So when he quotes them saying that we're all full of disinformation because they're the fact checkers, remember that when you actually go to the facts, everything they told us about the shots, about the virus's origin, every single bit of it is a lie. And it's come out the last 2 months that Fauci and the NIH and CDC have been funding weaponized COVID that kills 80% of humans, not 0.5% or less. So these people are truly a clear and present danger to all of civilization. And now I'm the chosen whipping boy that they can point at and say, there's the bad guy. Well, I'll tell you who the bad guys are, ladies and gentlemen. It's the ones that are engaged in the type of behavior that's on the front page of Infowars.com. This is such a critical report. I hope everybody gets this out to everyone you know and saves lives. Disturbed and ashamed, disturbed and alarmed, 66 doctors, clinicians, and scientists call for stop to COVID vaccination of pregnant women over serious safety concerns. Again, disturbed and alarmed. And it goes through the studies and the links and what they're actually seeing. There's the New England Medical Journal that came out a year ago finding an 82% rate, not increase, rate, 82% of women in the first two trimesters have stillbirths or miscarriages when they take the shots. And people sit back and they see the boldness of this and they say, how could this be possible? This is so crazy. I mean, this is such a lie that this is good for you or protects you when it destroys your immune system and creates prion disease and blood clots and heart swelling and heart attacks and strokes and everything else. Why are they doing it? Well, they got to do it at some point. They say they want to depopulate us. They say they want death panels. They say they want to euthanize perfectly healthy people. They're doing it in Canada and Europe, and starting it here. This is a death cult. That's why the biggest banks, the biggest insurance companies, the biggest oil companies, the biggest tech companies, the biggest big pharma companies fund Extinction Rebellion and all these anti-industrial civilization groups, because they want control over everything. And they want control over resources to turn them off, just as they did during the 2 years of lockdowns that took place in Africa, Latin America, and other poor areas of the world, where more now than 60 million extra people starved to death in the last 2.5 years. They are taking a wrecking ball to civilization. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush, who was Agenda 21, signed on to in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, was Agenda 21. Then by the year 2000, they officially went into Agenda 2030. And by then, you own nothing, you have nothing, and they've already begun the depopulation of the planet. So they believe there's too many of us. They believe we should just roll over and die. And they're targeting pregnant women with a shot that makes their baby have an autoimmune response and the body have an autoimmune response. And then the body kicks out the baby because the baby is producing toxic nanoparticles that are self-replicating, and the body doesn't know what to do, and the baby doesn't know what to do. And to call these people monsters is an understatement. So when you're sitting there watching an ADL summit or a Southern Poverty Law summit or a WEF summit, and they're talking about the number one threat is disinformation, yes, it's the number one threat to them being able to carry out their operations. So I know you as an audience of activists know this, but I want it to burn into your brains and into your bones and into your soul that you are the only hope of these children. You're the only hope of these pregnant women. You're our only hope. We are each other's only hope, collectively coming together and realizing what we're up against and what's happening. And look, just a week ago, it looked like NATO was about to attack Russia, all based on the lies that Russia fired missiles into Ukraine, or missiles at Ukraine that went into Poland. And of course, now it turns out none of that was true, and they fired the AP reporter and others that put out the lie at the behest of Zelensky, who is a true madman, a very dangerous man. But what about Zelensky? If the AP reporter and others that are putting these lies out are disgraced, what does it mean about the true agents of disinformation and misinformation and outright lies that are people like Zelensky? I'm not for Russia going into Ukraine. I'm not for the war, but I'm also not for lies that escalate the war and bring us into a nuclear war. And so all of us should be very threatened and very upset by this. And the good news is more and more people across the political spectrum realize this isn't even political now. This is about survival. This is about common sense. And this is about realizing how much danger our planet's in. If you go research even mainline patents and mainline press releases, there are hundreds of biotech and big pharma nanotech companies. They're all basically the same. They're all merging together and have cross disciplines. They're now putting mRNA into goats and sheep and cows and horses and chickens and all these different plants and animals, and just infecting our whole civilization with synthetic genetics. And out of the gates, they're bringing us poisons and toxins to undermine civilization. If they were really smart, they'd roll this stuff out, and it has a lot of good benefits with some side effects, some deadly, when it's done right. But instead, they're rolling it out deadly to begin with to test the cover-up and see what they can get away with next. So the escalation curve in their takeover is so incredibly dramatic that we have to know that they've decided they're losing. They've decided humanity's waking up. And so they're trying to accelerate the collapse of civilization, depopulation, in an attempt to stop us from peacefully having a renaissance of awakening and taking back civilization through better culture and better ideas. And of course, most importantly, a rediscovery of God, country, and family, and rugged self-individualism. So again, to all the viewers and all the listeners and all the activists of this broadcast, you are the reason the enemy is so upset. It is your word of mouth. It is your prayer. It is your financial support that is bringing their juggernaut of evil to a standstill. We are beginning to turn the corner because of you and your actions. So I ask you again, share the word about the broadcast, share the articles, share the links. Keep doing what you're doing, but intensify your efforts. You are the main engine, the mind, the guts, the soul, the blood, the brain, the tissue of this thing. You are the spirit of resistance. You're the spirit of victory. And please get great products now at InfoWarsStore.com that will enrich and empower your life. Biggest sale of the year, up to 60% off with promo code 1776. Double Patriot points, and the biggest sale in our history with this added sale, a free item with every order, no matter how small or how big. It's randomly selected by the shopping cart computer when you order. Everything from InfoWars flags to American flags to books to films to sticker packs to just so many other great items at InfoWarsStore.com. A free gift randomly selected by the computer with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many of these products are about to sell out, but despite that, we're keeping them massively discounted, double Patriot points, and the free gift, InfoWarsStore.com. The deal ends in just 10 days. We're all going to have to take a stand at some point. The globalists and their minions are never going to stop until we stop submitting to them. And a great parallel or example of this is Ice Cube, one of the most successful rappers and black actors and filmmakers of our lifetime. And Ice Cube, late last year, already had a contract for a major movie, $9 million he was being paid, and they kicked him off the film and took his money because he wouldn't take the shot. Think of the rape that is. Think of the invasion of somebody's body. Think of the Joseph Mengele level of an experimental deadly shot trying to fire somebody and take their money, which they did, because you don't submit to them. I'm about to play a clip of this expletive-laden analysis of what he's saying is dead on, but here's the one problem with Ice Cube. Ice Cube, your instinct not to take the shot's right. Your co-host talks about on the podcast how it's a pandemic, absolutely, but don't just sit there and say no. Take legal action for them trying to violate your bodily autonomy and trying to take control of your medical life. There's major laws and HIPAA and so much more that we're talking about here. And get on the bandwagon to save the men, women, and children and firefighters and police and medical workers that have been forced or lost their jobs. They don't have hundreds of millions of dollars like you. They were getting $50,000, $60,000 a year, these firefighters and police and medical workers. And they lost their jobs because they took the same heroic stand you took, Ice Cube. So don't just be somebody that's a rebel and stands up for what's right and protects your own body. Now go to the next level, Ice Cube, and fight back against the people that tried to do this to you and others. And I know you're a champion of the black community. Stand up for your community because they're being particularly targeted. I know you have stuff for your community. I commend you, but they have been particularly targeted with all this medical tyranny, going back to Tuskegee and the syphilis and all the rest of it. So it's so important that we all be like Ice Cube and say no, but then take it the rest of the way and make them fighters to expose this medical tyranny. Here's the clip of Ice Cube, and then Owen Schroyer takes over.
Now, I turned down a movie because I didn't want to get the motherfucking jab. You know, I turned down $9 million.
Damn.
Because I didn't want to get the jab. That jab. And y'all for trying to make me get it.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't know how Hollywood feel about me right now. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? It ain't just Hollywood no more, though. You can go through the streaming. Streaming ain't got nothing to do with
it. That's Hollywood, bro.
Yeah, is it really? Yeah, you think so?
It is. They on some shit, but you know what I mean? Me too. I'm on some shit too. So.
Cube Vision.
No, hey, that shit indie, man.
I'm working on it.
I'm hustling. Worry about it. I got a few dollars. Let's put something together like the weather, man. You dig?
Don't worry about nothing.
This is going to happen.
Yeah. Got a lot of things up my sleeve.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Man, turned down $9 million. Yes.
Well, I didn't turn it down. Them motherfuckers didn't give it to me because I wouldn't get the shot.
Exactly.
So I didn't turn it down.
Oh, okay.
They just didn't give it to me.
Oh, because you wouldn't get the COVID shot.
Yeah, the COVID shot.
Oh,
the jab. The jab.
Yeah.
During the pandemic. During the pandemic.
At all.
You didn't me either.
Nothing.
I didn't catch it at
all. Yeah, I didn't need that shit.
But he pulled it about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Well, you know, circumstances, I got lucky.
Yeah, me too.
Ain't gonna take no shit I don't need.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, it's really amazing, isn't it, the chasm between those that live in reality and the American left? And we've reached this strange point. The vaccine is one kind of demarcation line. It might be a little more nuanced, might be a little more open for interpretation, but you would think on an issue of sexualizing kids, well, this is open and shut, right? Wrong. But you see, it's amazing watching that clip of Ice Cube, and he's sitting down at a folding table, a $20 folding table with like maybe a couple $1,000s worth of equipment, maybe. And he's out there just chopping it up, telling the truth. And that's the essence of the new media. And this is the essence of the awakening. And it hasn't really had its moment of coalescence yet. But I think that's coming in the near future, where we realize we have more in common than we have more in common with each other than we have differences.